श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 33
अक्षराणामकारोऽस्मि द्वन्द्वः सामासिकस्य च अहमेवाक्षयः कालो धाताहं विश्वतो मुख
ऑफ लेटर्स आई एम ए ऑफ वर्ड कंपाउंड्स आई एम द ड्यूअल द्वंद द कॉप्युलेटिव आई एम वेरिली द एंडलेस टाइम आई एम द सस्टेनर ऑफ ऑल हैविंग माई फेस ऑन ऑल साइड्स कॉमेंट Aksharanam Karosmi. A is the first letter of the alphabet. It occupies an important place in both vowels and consonants. The consonants cannot be pronounced without this letter. So it is Lord's glory. Dvandvah Samasikasya cha. Out of the four important word compounds, while both the words in compounding themselves retain equal importance, they are called the dual or dvanda. In it, because each word maintains its individuality, the Lord has named it as His divine glory.
Ahame vakshayaha. Kalaha.
Time in itself is beginningless and endless, and it is called the Lord. In final dissolution, when even the sun merges into the Lord, time is counted or measured through the Lord, Paramatma. So the Lord is eternal time. Time passes every moment, but here the Lord, who is endless time, remains the same without any modification and change. The same endless time is a Lord's divine glory. In the 11th chapter, the Lord has said that He is the mighty world-destroying time. Gita, chapter 11, verse 32.
Dhataham Vishvato Mukha.
Having His face on all sides, the Lord sees all the creatures, so He sustains all of them very generously. Thus He has described Himself in the form of His divine glory.